Warren Buffett, BlackRock, and other institutional players dominate investments in commercial aviation. Why? Because it's one of the most profitable and predictable alternative assets that exists. And it's not tied to other markets, such as real estate and the stock market. Is it safe? Well, imagine triple net leases to the likes of American Airlines and British Airways. Income is contractual and guaranteed by some of the biggest named airlines in the world. That's why this kind of investment was never available to the ordinary accredited investor. That is until now. Visit accesswealthaviation.com and check it out for yourself. Invest in an institutional team with over 200 plus years of combined investment experience in the aviation sector. Conservative investing with double-digit returns and tax advantages. That's accesswealthaviation.com. accesswealthaviation.com. Worried about saving too little too late for retirement? The Wealth Accelerator may be exactly what you need. With the help of some of the oldest and most reliable insurance companies in the country, Wealth Accelerator allows you to take most of the upside of any good year in the stock market and use bank loans to magnify those returns significantly. And what if the stock market has a bad year? No need to fear. Wealth Accelerator is engineered so you don't participate in the losses of the market, no matter how bad of a year it is. Sounds too good to be true, right? But it's not. It's simply the same financial engineering that the ultra wealthy have been doing for years. Now it's your turn. Check it out for yourself by going to wealthformulabanking.com. Again, that's wealthformulabanking.com.
You are listening to the Wealth Formula Podcast with Buck Joffrey. Get ready to change your life.
Welcome, everybody. This is Buck Joffrey with the Wealth Formula Podcast. Now, I am excited because at the end of this week here, I am going to Belize for the Belize field trip. And actually, we'll be back by the time this show airs. So I'll be back in the cold in Chicago by this time. But looking forward to seeing some of you out there. I know we'll be seeing some of our listeners. The Belize offering, by the way, the offering to invest in Mahogany Bay Village, along with the world-class luxury affiliation, is still active. And we are fast and furious on the raise. So if you're interested in this opportunity, don't miss out. If you are an accredited investor, we've actually built a specific website just for the opportunity. You can go to reefequitypartners.com. That is R-E-E-F, equitypartners.com. Or, of course, you can just go to wealthformula.com and sign up for the investor club, which, of course, if you're an accredited investor, you ought to be doing anyway, because there are lots of great opportunities coming through the pipeline there. By the way, if you have signed up for the club and have not taken the time yet to get a call on the schedule with me, you better do that as soon as possible. The thing about this latest offering, the Belize offering, was that it is something called Regulation C, which means if you're an accredited investor, you don't need to necessarily have a pre-existing relationship with me. However, the majority of the offerings will be Regulation D and limited to the people that I have a pre-existing relationship for. We do have a few apartment building deals coming through the pipeline that we're pretty excited about. We'll find out more about them even by the end of the week. Those are going to be Regulation D, meaning they will be limited to only people that I have a pre-existing relationship. So if you haven't actually gotten a chance to schedule your appointment with me to talk and you're part of Investor Club, make sure you get in touch with Madeline and schedule that call as soon as possible. Don't miss the boat. Listen, I have had an opportunity to speak with a number of you over the past several days, and a lot of interesting conversations came out of that, as you can imagine. We've got a lot of interesting people with interesting skill sets in this group. Now, I did mention before that there are a lot of doctors and dentists, but we've got people who are engineers and rocket scientists and private equity people. I mean, all sorts of really interesting people. So I'm really having a lot of fun talking to you guys, and I'm learning a lot, and it really makes a lot of this really worth it for me. One of the topics that came up, though, is whether to go into more of an active role on real estate investing, or, you know, in general, in entrepreneurship, I guess, or to be more passive. And this is a complicated question, and I don't have a one-size-fit-all answer to this. However, my advice is this. Look at your own situation and figure out what your goals are. Now, I define wealth as time. So time has to figure into your decision. For example, if you're already making, let's say you're making $200,000 a year already, or $300,000 a year already, and you're working 40 or 50 hours a week to do that, you have to figure out if it's worth it to add another job to your already busy life. Now, make no mistake, if you want to go big with real estate, it is a business, especially in the syndication world. Now, in my case, you know, I do treat it like a business. I have an analyst that I've hired, and he looks at, you know, 30 to 50 deals per month, and he's on the phone with brokers all the time. The time that goes into being a deal hunter, like my friend Peter Haum, is significant. Therefore, it will either take you a substantial amount of time or cost you a significant sum of money as you hire the right help around you to create a successful business. Now, that's not to be discouraging. In fact, if you're not already making lots of money, if you're not already an accredited investor and you love real estate and you love investing or entrepreneurship, by all means, look at me. That's what I did. Go for it. My point is that the entire goal behind entrepreneurship and investing should be to make our lives easier, not more difficult. If you can make enough money to invest in passive income now, you have to look at the opportunity cost of adding additional layers of complexity and work to your life. Now, I wrote about this in my book, Seven Secrets of Eternal Wealth, in a chapter called Momentum. The book is still number one in multiple categories on Amazon, and you should consider picking up a Kindle copy. We're going to have a regular physical copy soon. But even if you don't, that's okay. What we're going to do today is a little bit different because I thought it would be appropriate, given this conversation, to just simply read a chapter from my book, a book on something I call momentum. So when we come back, I'm going to read that chapter.
Self-storage is a necessary evil. It's where you keep your stuff and forget about it. No wonder this stuff is so profitable and recession resistant. The Wealth Formula community, well, we've benefited from that. We've made lots of money in this space with Reliant Real Estate, one of the largest self-storage companies in the country. With an average investor internal rate of return of almost 34%, with hold times just over 3.5 years, these guys know what the meaning of velocity of money is. If you're an accredited investor, make sure to check out what they're up to right now at ReliantFund4.com. Again, that's ReliantFund4.com.
And we'll discuss it a little bit afterwards. Welcome back, everybody. This is a chapter from my book, Seven Secrets of Eternal Wealth. So let's start here. It's chapter 6, and it is called Momentum. Focus on momentum, not perfection. Unknown. Growing your wealth through cash flow investing takes time and patience. There are, however, ways to speed up the process. You have to create momentum. In physics, momentum is defined as mass times velocity. For the purpose of this book, let's consider mass to be the amount of money you can invest annually. Velocity is how quickly you redeploy the returns on those investments to create even more cash flow. Think of it this way. If you're making $500 per month in cash flow from a rental property and just use it to buy clothes and cars, it's not going to make you any more money. But if you immediately deploy that money into something else that creates cash flow, you keep creating more streams of income until the whole thing turns into a great big river. Velocity, the speed at which we redeploy the capital, is critical in amplifying wealth. You may have heard of this thing called the Rule of 72. It is supposed to help you understand how various investment yields translate to the time it takes you to double your money. 72 divided by your yield should tell you how long it takes you to double your money. For example, if you are getting a 9% yield on your investment, you simply divide 72 divided by 9, which gives you 8 years. So if you invest $10,000 at 9%, you will have $20,000 in 8 years, $40,000 in 16 years, etc. It's pretty straightforward, right? Not quite. I've heard even the shrewdest real estate gurus speak of the rule of 72, and in this context, they often misuse this formula. The rule of 72 is for compounding interest, and what that means is that money generated on the investment is reinvested and generates even more returns after it is compounded. For example, let's say you put $100,000 into a property and you get $9,000 per year in cash flow. Well, that's 9% cash on cash return, right? Well, it is. But letting that investment churn out 9% per year is not going to double your money in 8 years. In order to benefit from the magic of compounding interest, you need to redeploy that income quickly so you can start making returns on the money you made as soon as possible as well. That is the concept of velocity. Now, financial advisors often use the phrase magic of compounding interest to describe the stock market. And as outlined previously, the assumptions and uncertainties surrounding investments in the public equity markets at this time in history, along with exorbitant fees, make this an unattractive option. But you can create the magic of compounding interest yourself by simply redeploying capital quickly. You just have to have reliable asset investments at your disposal all the time. My private accredited investor group addresses these issues as part of our wealth planning strategy. As of this writing, you can still join my private accredited investor group for no cost by going to wealthformula.com and verifying that you meet the definition of an accredited investor. Again, that definition is $200,000 per year in income, $300,000 if filing jointly, or a net worth of at least $1 million excluding your personal residence. Now, why do I have a special group for accredited investors? It's not because I'm trying to be an elitist. As I mentioned before, the world of private investing is opening up to everyday investors and is substantially better than it was a decade ago. However, the reality remains that there are still potentially lucrative private investments that are open only to accredited investors. I will be the first to admit that it's an unfair advantage to be an accredited investor, but this book is not for people who want to accept their place in the world and say things are not fair. To me, fair is the F word. My parents are immigrants who came to this country with nothing, and my father became a millionaire real estate investor by being scrappy and taking risks and believing in himself. We live in the greatest country in the world, and the opportunities are out there for anyone willing and able to take the American dream by the horns. Don't hate the rich. Join them. So, how do you increase the momentum of your financial growth? Well, let's go back to the physics equation where momentum is the product of mass and velocity. So, to maximize momentum of your wealth, you must maximize both the mass and velocity of your investments. In other words, invest as much as you can and redeploy your returns as soon as possible. Now, if you're a high-paid professional, congratulations, you have already have substantial mass. You might be able to invest 20% of your paycheck each month. You are already in a great position, and all you need to do is deploy your capital wisely and efficiently. But if you barely have enough money to pay the bills, then you've got a bigger challenge ahead, and the only way out is through entrepreneurship. I mentioned my father previously. He's a classic rags-to-riches example that you often see in immigrants. They come from places without safety nets and without the rule of law to protect them. When they come to the U.S., hoping for better lives, they become like a kid in a candy store. Successful entrepreneurs often see our country through a similar lens. They see it as a land of limitless possibility. So if you don't have money to invest, the first thing you have to do is to change your mindset and seek out opportunities. You'll need to figure out how to create money that you can invest according to the principles of this book. This book is not about entrepreneurship, but I consider myself a serial entrepreneur. And the one thing I truly believe is that with the right mindset, just about anyone can make money in our world. Let me give you some ideas. If you're an internet savvy person, I suggest you visit Pat Flynn's www.smartpassiveincome.com and download his Smart Passive Income podcast on iTunes. Now, Pat will give you several ideas how to potentially make money on the internet. The beauty of internet businesses is that they have virtually no overhead. I personally listened to Pat's podcast for a couple of years and found his podcast and self-publishing ebooks on Amazon interesting enough to try it out myself. And within a few months, I was making $400 to $700 per month with books I outsourced to others on topics like the paleo diet and vitamin D and various other cookbooks. I chose these topics because people were buying thousands of these books every day. For reference, I discussed this experience in detail on Wealth Formula Podcast in an interview with Jim Kukral of Author Marketing Club, which is episode number 26. Now, Pat Flynn himself started his blog and turned it into a seven-figure income after getting fired from his architecture job. Another example of offline entrepreneurship that requires very little startup costs is wholesaling homes to flippers. And there are countless sites that tell you how to do this. In short, you find homes that can be updated and flipped. But since you don't have any money, you just assign your contract over to someone who can afford it. For a fee, say $3,000 or $5,000 at a time. It sounds too good to be true, but I know people who've done it and made money. It just takes time. It takes perseverance. In fact, I know one guy who's making over $500,000 per year through his wholesaling business. He started with no money and thought of it as a way to start generating investment funds. But he got so good at it that he created an entire business out of the wholesaling concept. Now, even if you don't want to be an entrepreneur and start a business, you can find ways of making a little extra money now to invest, even if that means trading in more hours for dollars in the short term. For example, if you have a car, you could drive for Uber or Lyft. I guarantee you that if these services were available when I was a broke surgical resident, I would have taken advantage of them. The world is full of opportunities for people who are hungry and eager. None of these things are going to make you a ton of money overnight, but I have seen people succeed, myself included, by simply taking the initiative to try out new things. The key is to understand that creating wealth quickly, momentum, comes from investing more money, mass, and redeploying capital as soon as possible, velocity. Now, I hope you enjoyed that chapter, and again, you can get the full book, Seven Secrets of Eternal Wealth, on Amazon. The bottom line is, though, that wealth is equal to time, right? That's how we've defined it the entire time. It's not about the size of your bank account. It's whether or not the stream of income that you're getting on a monthly basis or quarterly basis or whatever it is enough in order to give you the time to do the things that you want in life. And that might be, like for me, just to go out and create more investments and businesses and things like that. That's what I like to do. I don't do it because I have to. I do it because I enjoy it. But you want to be able to create wealth so that you can do what you want to do. And so, as we said, wealth is equal to time. Now, momentum, as we talked about in that chapter, is how you accelerate your path to attaining wealth. And there are two variables that we talked about with momentum. The physics equation is momentum equals mass times velocity. And in this case, we're saying that mass is the money you can put into your investments, how much money you can, say, on a monthly basis, put into your investments. And velocity is redeploying that capital as soon as possible, meaning you get your returns out from something and then you put it back into something quickly. And how quickly you redeploy your money is going to determine, along with the mass, of how quickly you get to that point of wealth. If your goal is wealth, focus on what is going to get you there the quickest. Okay. That's what you have to figure out. If you want to be an entrepreneur, I get it. That's me, right? I mean, that I love being an entrepreneur, but if your real goal is quote unquote retirement or just, you know, maximizing how quickly you get to the point of wealth, then be pragmatic, be realistic and look at that equation and figure out what is the quickest way for me to get wealthy. So what is the best way for you to maximize mass in this equation? And how are you going to redeploy capital ASAP so it's not sitting around lazy? Certainly for accredited investors, something like Investor Club is great. We've got constant deal flow. But even if you're not accredited, why not put your money into something like American Home Preservation and keep reinvesting it until you find other things to invest in, like, you know, turnkey homes or, you know, any number of things that we've talked about on this show. That's how you keep up the momentum, and that's how you get wealthy. So take action now. That's it for me on Wealth Formula Podcast. Until next week, this is Buck Joffrey signing out.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Formula Podcast. Visit us on the web at wealthformula.com. The information contained in this podcast are opinions, not fact. As always, consult your own financial team before making any investment. See you next time.
Buck Joffrey here from Sapio with Buck Joffrey. Aging might become reversible over the next 10 to 20 years. It's already being done in lab animals, so it's just a matter of time. Our challenge? To be healthy enough for when that time comes. As a former scientist and surgeon myself, my goal is to figure out how to do that and to share it with you. I wrote a book called Living Longer for Busy People that you can download for free at sapiopodcast.com. You'll be amazed at just how a few daily adjustments can add years of a healthy life for you. Again, download it for free, sapiopodcast.com.